You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
I do want to get into Aaron Rodgers in just a second, but on to wrap up the Dolphins and what's gone on in free agency so far, I do think the last sexy thing that everybody was kind of looking forward to was a lot of star running backs the Dolphins were tied to. Mm-hmm. There was some Dalvin Cook fodder, Nick Hicks, who's to his trainer, and Dalvin Cook's trainer. He was sending out cryptic tweets. Barry Jackson was saying the Dolphins had checked in on Austin Eckler and Derrick Henry. Ultimately, right now, it seems the Dolphins are going with the same backfield, which, by the way, Chris Greer did also say at the combine they were very happy with. So this Chris Greer, he'd been honest as hell in public with everything.
Yeah.
Bringing back Jeff Wilson Jr. and Raheem Mostert on very reasonable deals. Both Mike McDaniel guys, Raheem Mostert's basically his best friend. Jeff Wilson, he basically scouted in college. So he knows these guys in and out. Enough for you? Because I was a little bit disappointed after all the star power. I like these guys. But I'm a greedy pig. And I wanted a star splash. And Dalvin Cook coming home, that spoke to me. Derrick Henry, 1,500, 1,600 yards rushing last year. That would have been amazing to add on top of what they had. Are you okay with the Dolphins running it back with their running backs?
Here's what I'll say. You dangle a little Derrick Henry rumor at me, then a little Dalvin Cook rumor, then Austin Eckler rumor, and then we end up with Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert again. It's very raw right now. Like, I am a little bit let down. I will say this. They were clearly better towards the end of the season last year. Tobin, yes. Remember that run from Raheem Mostert in Buffalo? Not in the playoffs, but in the regular season on, I think it was Sunday night or Monday Night Football, whatever it was. Like, that was, or Saturday night, actually. To me, that type of run is what you need. You need those types of plays every now and then so that the Dolphins don't have to go convert 3rd-and-13 every bleeping possession. But they clearly improved. Jeff Wilson immediately made an impact prior to getting injured. And I'm fine with it based on the contracts, based on the money you allocated to them, because you didn't overpay. You got two guys you're comfortable with, two guys that are comfortable in your system. And here's what I will say. Down the line, the Dolphins, they have to pay Christian Wilkins. They have to pay Jalen Waddle. Like, all those guys, all those deals are coming up, and your offense is not going to turn into a run-first offense. Like, you bring in Derrick Henry, fine, it would be. But I don't think that's ideal based on what we saw last year if Tua's healthy. So, bring me Derrick Henry. Bring me Dalvin Cook. Bring me Austin Eckler. I'm happy with the Dolphins spending that money elsewhere, especially down the line when it comes to paying some of these guys that I don't want to lose.
Well, Zach Seeler is another one too, right? And he's a Rosenhaus guy, which Jeff Wilson is too. We know that Chris Greer has a really tight relationship with Rosenhaus, who's local down here in Miami. So that could be another tie to it too. Like, hey, take care of my guy. Bring him in. Let's give him a deal where he could make up to $8 million if he has a monster season. I get it. It's just the one thing with this running back thing, man, is just like, it feels like it's been so long since they've had that beast back
that
there.
Horse. Yeah.
And look, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're going to try and get the ball in Tyreek and Waddle's hands as much as possible. Obviously Mike McDaniel wants a little bit of a mix of it. So maybe it's wasted down here. But it did feel very much like, wow, there is a lot of noise. And I was expecting like a big splash. And, you know, they kind of just like, we're not going to make our splash there. Maybe their only splash will be Jalen Waddle. I mean, Jalen Ramsey. Oh man, I'm sure that's gonna be like the 100th. I'm sure I'd do that 100 times a season between him and Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle. Yeah. Too many Jalens. But I was just a little bit, yeah, I was a little bit let down. I thought we were gonna be sounding the orcas, you know. I thought that things were gonna get real crazy here and there. But as you mentioned that, here's the other thing that could happen. With Byron Jones, his money doesn't come free until after June. Maybe a couple of things happen. Maybe they find a back in the draft they really like.
Yeah.
Maybe after the draft, maybe more moves are out there. Something that's a little bit better of value or a little bit more to like. Because apparently the word on Dalvin Cook was the Vikings just aren't ready to move off him yet. So they're probably we're trying to hold strong on a big haul back. And if you're the Dolphins, I can understand it. Like, look, we feel fine. We're not desperate for it.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So why jump in that water yet?
I just think they have their sights set on bringing back Patrick Laird. I really have that down in my my gut. Patrick Laird season,
could be right.
Baby.
You could be right, dude. You know what? Dalvin
Cook would have been.
Oh,
nuts,
that would be cool.
And Eckler, just for the sake of like
just
bleak
take
the Chargers,
yeah, just take him and put up better numbers.